This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to require that companies give their workers regular schedules and compensate employees for last-minute changes or reduced hours failed at the state legislature Thursday. Business groups opposed the bill, and Democrats who voted against it said they support its goals but believe, as written, its effects would be too sweeping and inflexible. A proposal that would remove medical debt from being included in credit reports has bipartisan sponsors but passed in the state House with only one Republican vote. CPR's Paolo Josseda has more.
The bill sponsors argued that medical debt can unfairly impact someone's chances to obtain business loans, housing, and more. State law allows lawmakers to regulate what consumer reporting agencies can include in their reports. Colorado's combined medical debt totaled $1.3 billion in 2022, according to federal data. I'm Paolo Josseda, CPR News.
A rare Colorado earthquake early Thursday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was north of Trinidad and more than 4 miles below ground. CPR's Dan Boyce.
So how much would you feel a 2.8 magnitude quake like that? U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Lisa Wald says even people directly over it would only feel a slight jolt.
If they were up drinking coffee, they might see ripples in their coffee, or they might hear some vibrations of some things in their house. That's about it.
Colorado is not a very seismically active state, but Wald says that area near Trinidad has seen about 90 small quakes since 2000. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Two separate shootings this week involving law enforcement in southern Colorado are under separate investigations. Pueblo County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed a man Wednesday after he fired shots at a residence near an elementary school. A SWAT team went into his home after an hours-long standoff. On Tuesday, El Paso County Sheriff's deputies arrested a 52-year-old man following a standoff that left that suspect shot in the leg. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.